You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Doing a trending report, letting you know what's going on in the world. Let's see, what do we got? Rockies actually beat the Cardinals yesterday to win their first series since the All-Star break. What?
Whoa.
Now the Diamondbacks come to town for a weekend series at Coors Field. It'll be fun. You know, it's going to be pretty nice weather this weekend. Get out, watch a ball game. Or watch the Broncos. They have their first preseason game tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Big deal.
I'm ready for football. I've got to admit, I'm very ready for football season.
Ready for a little helmet-to-helmet contact.
I know you're not into it.
I'm going to try to be a little more into it this year for my wife because she's super excited and she wants to watch every freaking game because of Russell Wilson. So I'm going to probably be sitting down watching some more. Football.
Making snarky comments, I'm sure.
Were the Cowboys in town or something? I saw some video.
Look at you.
I was watching some video this morning of their training practice because they were playing against the Cowboys and they were shoving each other. It's like, guys, it's just practice. Settle down. Relax.
No, there's always
shoving. We don't need to shove.
When two teams get together during,
This is fake. It's fake games.
Camp,
it's fake games.
They're always shoving.
They don't need to shove.
It's almost like watching an episode of Yellowstone.
Yeah, well, it is. We need more hugging in football. Just
last
more
night
hugging.
We watched, I can't remember, season two.
Yeah.
And so we just, when we sat down, we decided to set a timer to see how long it took before the first fist was thrown.
Ah.
And it was forever. Last night it was 27 minutes
until
somebody got punched. I'm not kidding.
It went a while.
It was like, that's the longest it's ever gone. If you want to go see a new movie, there's several new movies opening today, but one of them I have to tell you about. It's called Fall. Have you seen the trailer for this?
No.
Okay, so here's the premise of this movie, and you tell me how they're going to make this into a two-hour movie. It's a survival thriller about a pair of best friends, these two young women, who climb to the top of an abandoned 2,000-foot radio tower.
Okay.
And then they become stranded when the tower starts falling apart, so the ladder falls apart, and they can't climb back down. And they're 2,000 feet out in the middle of nowhere with no cell service, just
on
top of
the
tower. I know. I was watching the trailer.
That's really strange.
It's like, that's really weird.
Huh. All right.
Anyway, so that movie is opening. Are you a good liar? Jeremy, are you a good liar?
If I really want to, sure, I could.
I was told once by my ex-wife that my nostrils flare when I lie, so I can't do it anymore. That's my tell. And that's a totally, unconscious reaction, so it's not like you can control it.
Right.
It's like your pupils dilating. How are you going to control
that?
You
stick your fingers in your nose when you're lying. No, I didn't do that.
I put on a face mask is what I'll have to do.
I didn't steal that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Someone polled 5,000 people and asked them to rate how good of a liar they are. And about 1 in 4 say they're either good or excellent at lying to people. And another 23% said they're a decent liar. So that's a little more than half right there.
Yeah.
That feel like they're pretty good at lying.
All right. I guess that's something to hang your hat on, I guess.
I guess. There's the 38% who just raise their hand and say, no, I suck at lying. I'm no good at it. It's like my nostrils.
Uh-huh. Liar.
So, but then what about this? Are you able to spot a liar? How do you feel like you are at that? I feel like I'm pretty good at that.
I don't know. I don't know.
Because most people are not that good at lying, I feel like I can spot. 3 out of 4 people say, yes, I can tell when someone's lying to me. And I know because their lips are moving. Ha, 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 ha. Here's another study that was done. It was done on secret spending. Like, Jeremy, you used to stop and buy things on the way home and not tell your wife about it.
I loved reading this story this morning because just yesterday, as I was driving home, I called my
wife.
What'd you get? And she said, hey, I'm just looking over the credit card statement. Did you go to Chick-fil-A yesterday? I go, maybe. And she's like, and as I scroll down, did you go to Good Times about 2 weeks ago? Maybe. I had two moments of weeks. She goes through the credit card statement every month just to make sure everything's legit.
Pretty tight with the purse strings, man. You can't go to Chick-fil-A.
Well, I think it's mostly you shouldn't be eating that stuff, you know. And
this is the woman who came and snatched the ice cream out of your hands and put it back in the freezer.
Yes, I have been extremely weak the past couple of weeks. So she's on to me, buddy.
Well, a new study found that secret spending is what they call it by partners can actually strengthen a relationship. And just in a nutshell, I'll tell you what this means. It means that you feel a little bit of guilt Okay. Mostly if you're,
I didn't.
Unless you're like a sociopath.
It's a Chick-fil-A breakfast sandwich. Oh my God.
But you feel a little bit of guilt. And so therefore you go and do something nice for that person, you know, without telling them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then that makes that person feel closer to you. So they say secret spending can actually strengthen your relationship.
I like this twist.
So go out today and get into debt. news for nerds. A couple of things that I thought were really cool. They discovered what they think is the largest, most powerful lightning bolt that we've ever seen in our history. And it was one of those wacky lightning bolts that shoots up from the ground into space rather than from the sky down.
Cool.
They call those gigantic jets.
That's cool.
And this one happened over Oklahoma in 2018. Just see the photos, man. It's pretty cool stuff. And then this story made me chuckle. If we're able to bring back woolly mammoths, which have not been around for, I want to say the last one was about 4,000 years ago. I can double check that if you would like. But I want to say that they went away about 4,000 years ago in Siberia or something like that. Anyway. If we are able to bring them back through technology, the question that people are debating is, should we eat them?
I guess we've got to try them at least once, see what they taste
Why
like.
Why wouldn't you try
it? They might be
it.
Delicious.
I mean, if you can bring them back, you know, and have plenty of them, I mean, you don't want to bring back just one.
Right.
And you eat that.
It's all, uh-oh.
All the scientists are standing around with their napkins tucked into
knives
their
knives and forks
you know?
There, you know.
Oh, that's, I'm putting all of those stories in the Mindbender Club mailer today. If you want to get your nerd on, just sign up at mindbenderclub.com and you'll get to see all those. What else is trending?
Well, I was reading about this yesterday and doing the old facepalm. I guess the big trend on TikTok right now is something called mouth taping, where you basically just tape your mouth shut before you go to bed. And it forces you to breathe through your nose at night. I kind of want to do this to my wife because she snores so much. I guess there's some health benefits to just breathing through your nose, but doctors are up in arms over this. And this is what I was reading yesterday. They say, don't do this. This can be extremely dangerous if you get congested in your sleep and your mouth is taped shut. If there's an issue where you, for some reason, have to puke in the middle of the night, guess where it's coming out of? It'll make your sleep apnea worse. There's things like heart disease and stroke associated with this.
Come on. If you've got
a puke, just going to shut TikTok down?
You would have time to reach up and pull the tape off. It's not like you've got your mouth taped shut and you're handcuffed to the, you know, the nightstand
or
something.
But still, I mean, if you're in a deep sleep and something happens and your nose gets clogged up, you dead. So if you see this
no,
on
you're
TikTok,
not. You would just
don't
wake
do it.
Up.
Would you, or would you
yes.
just die?
No,
you don't
if
know.
You can't yes, I do, because I have central apnea, and if I don't breathe in the middle of the night, it wakes me up. They would just wake you up. So all of these fears are silly.
I don't know. I'm listening to the doctors, not TikTok. Don't do this. Don't do it. All right, the second biggest thing that I saw on social media yesterday, emphasis on the biggest thing, what is going on with Tommy Lee? I was flipping through my Instagram feed yesterday because I happened to follow this guy because I'm watching his goofy documentary on Hulu, and Tommy Lee posted a full frontal picture to his Twitter, his Instagram, and Facebook, and he's completely naked, and there it is in all its glory.
How old
what
is Tommy Lee?
What is
now?
Going on? It was taken down from Instagram and Facebook, but if you're interested, it's still up, pun intended, on Twitter. If you want to do a quick search. How old is he?
He's going to turn 60 in just about 2 months.
Listen, I took
less than 2 months.
I took a quick glance because it was right there. He's in good shape.
Right.
He's in really good shape for being 60 years old and. I don't know.
In what condition is he in the photo?
In regards to what? In regards to...
arousal.
I don't know.
You looked at the photo.
I did, but the...
You can't tell?
From
that
what?
Says a lot about you, buddy.
No, you can't. Because, you know, if you watch this Hulu series and you know the history of Tommy Lee, it's just large all the time, apparently.
Well, I know, but it's
in the
a
angle.
Involved.
The angle of the picture. It was hard to tell.
Okay,
I don't
all
know.
Right,
let's
all
just,
right.
You get on your Twitter and look.
I'm not on
Twitter.
I'm
going to send it to you then. I'm going to take. No, I'm not going to send it to you. I'm not doing that.
You're going to be sending me that kind of picture?
I'm not.
Really?
I changed my mind.
I'm calling HR right now.
I'm changing my mind. Hey, it's for the show. Uh-huh. Brit, old Britney Spears is in trending this morning. I guess her ex, Kevin Federline, stepped up his public war with Brit because he posted some videos of Britney fighting with her sons, Sean and Jaden, I believe are their names. Boys recorded videos a few years ago, and Britney was yelling at him in the car. In one of the videos, Britney is arguing with her kids because her son, Sean, I don't remember which one it was, one of them took their shoes off in an ice cream store in Alaska, and she was mad. I pulled 30 seconds of it. I want to know if you'd be on Britney's side with the yelling. Here you go.
Have you lost your mind? There's like sometimes I just don't even know what to say with you. I was in shock, and I do care.
No, you don't. Literally.
I was in shock in the store when I looked down, and Jaden, how are you so cool about that? Your brother being with Bear's big feet, size 13 now?
Well, he's my brother.
All the more. Exposed his feet, your blood, in an ice cream shop in Alaska weather? Don't you think that's a little odd?
No.
I think your phone should be gone.
First of all, I'm on her side. Don't take your shoes off in an ice cream shop in Alaska.
Right.
And second, isn't that...
Or in any state.
It's like a typical...
Or country.
...dumb argument that you have with your kids, and you're yelling at them in the car. I don't see anything wrong with that at all, and people are all up in arms because she's a mean mom.
Well, the only thing I think people would be upset about is dropping the F-bombs with their kids.
That's but again, probably. They were like 13 years old, and she's
know,
let a couple
still,
of them slip.
I know, but that's what I think some people are upset about.
So. Girl, please. I'm on her side. Don't take your shoes off.
Isn't she the one who was flinging hubcaps at people? I mean, is she in empty beer bottles? I mean,
she's smashing car windows with an umbrella.
Sounds to me like Barefoot is just like
don't
right
do
up
what
her
mommy
alley.
Did. Don't do what mommy did. Real quick, I'll give you one more thing to think about this morning. I posted this on our Facebook too. People are debating whether a straw has one hole or two holes.
I love that.
And there's a poll online. Of course, everyone's going back and forth. And then there's a group of people that are like, I don't know. I need to think about it more. So I don't know. Have some fun with your kids in carpool today. Ask them. One hole or two holes with the straw. And I'm not giving you the correct answer. There's a science-y answer, but yeah, whatever. All right, let's do clickbait. Find it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This is kind of a cute story. There's a great grandma in England named Nora Shaw. Sweet little Nora Shaw. And she just turned 106 years old. And they said, Nora Shaw, what do you want for your birthday? And she said, get me a hunky man. Grandma want a hunky, hunky man. So her daughter hired a guy from a company called Butlers in the Buff. And Tommy Lee showed up. No. They normally do bachelorette parties, but they came for Nora's little birthday. And I have the pictures of her on her Facebook page. It's pretty cute. Check it out. Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Clickbait.